My boy Saj, how are you? Doing good?
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem.
Now that you're here, we're doing better.
Soon you're going to do Shiva. I have that feeling. I have that feeling.
I'm doing Shiva right now.
We're dedicating the Shi'ur for the success of Yonatan Ben Leon, our friend. If you can have Yochanan Ben Leon, Hashem is going to help him to succeed in life, to remember that life means to be close to Hashem, to remember that it's all Hashem. Have you ever heard about David HaMelech? Familiar with that name, David HaMelech?
Rings the bell.
Yes, rings the bell, David HaMelech. David HaMelech, he was the second king of Am Yisrael. He was a very nice person. He was a very sweet person, David HaMelech. And nothing in his life went like he wanted it to be. Nothing. With no exceptions. David HaMelech lived all of his life in darkness. Hashem was hiding his face from David HaMelech all of 70 years of David HaMelech. He could never see Hashem. Hashem was hiding himself from him all of the time. One of the sons of David HaMelech raped one of his daughters of David HaMelech and pushed her out naked to the street. If we hear our sons that are not saying brachot like they should, or finishing their Shmona Esre too fast, so we're already start to shake. What's going on? What's going on with my son? Where he's going? Where things are going? What's happening? He's not learning like he should. David HaMelech, son of Shalom, tried to kill him. Took David HaMelech Pilagshim, how do you say Pilagshim?
Concubines.
And he forced them all to be with them in front of all of Am Yisrael. David HaMelech's son, Avshalom. In front of all of Am Yisrael, David HaMelech been insulted, been rebuked by Shimi ben Gera, Klala Nimretzet. He cursed him in five different ways, insulted him in front of all of Am Yisrael. Shimi ben Gera was doing it bodedut in front of all of Am Yisrael. He was thanking Hashem Yitzbarach in front of 600,000 Jews. Thank you, Hashem Yitzbarach, that now you reveal the truth. Thank you, Hashem Yitzbarach. Now it's obvious, now it's clear that that man is a no'ef, that man is a murderer, that man is a liar, that man is a mamzer, that man is not a Jew, that man is not worthy to be the king. Thank you, Hashem, finally, that you revealed the truth to Am Yisrael. Thank you, Hashem. In that day, in those moments, David HaMelech became to be higher than Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why? Because I think it was Avishai ben Tzruya, that came to David HaMelech and told him, we need to kill Shimi ben Gera. Halachically, we should kill him. David HaMelech was the king, and Shimi ben Gera was, how do you say, Mored?
Rebellion.
And the kingship of David HaMelech. And he was supposed to die, punishment of death. Mm-hmm. What David HaMelech answered to Avishai ben Tzruya? You You are a murderer, he told him. You are a man of blood, ish damim. You want to kill an innocent person? Hashem told him to curse. What do you want from him? Hashem told him to curse. When he accepted that insulting, he became to be bigger than Abraham Avinu. The first one to all of the believers, to all of the nations, the father of faith, father of all believers. He became to be bigger than Yitzchak, bigger than Yaakov, bigger than everyone, because he took it on himself with faith. David HaMelech, he wasn't afraid of no one. He wasn't afraid of no one. But it's written on David HaMelech that he wanted to worship idols because of the bitterness, because of the sorrow that he had in his life. He felt the sadness. Can you bring the Sefer Tehillim, please, someone?
Here it is.
Thank you. Which chapter is it? Bevorcho mipnei Avshalom beno?
Three or two.
It's written in the Gemara Kedosha on the third chapter of Tehillim on the verse Mizmor le David bevorcho mipnei Avshalom beno, a song to David when he was running away from Avshalom his son. So the Gemara is asking why to say a song. You should say Kina. I say Kina.
Lamentation
to David. Why we said a song? Why David was happy? So the Gemara is answering over there. The Gemara, they weren't Chassid of Breslev to say, hey, they're overreacting. The Gemara, Rabotenu told us that David HaMelech, he said to Hashem Yitbarach, thank you, Hashem Yitbarach, that you decided to chase after me with my son. That my son going to be the one that's going to chase me. Why? Because usually a son, he loves his father. He knew that Avshalom wants to kill him. That was the decree. So he realized that really he was deserved to die. But Hashem chose Avshalom to chase after him. That Avshalom for sure will not going to harm him finally in the end, because he loved him. In the middle of stress, in the middle of all of sorrow, all of that anxiety, that he have to run away from the palace, to run, to hide from his son Avshalom, he's looking to find a crack in his sorrow, to find a good point in the darkness that he's in. To thank Hashem Yitbarach. And look what we're saying. This is what the David HaMelech is saying. Hashem, Marabu Tzarai, Hashem, so many people are after me. Rabim Kamim Alai, plenty of people standing up against me. Rabim Omrim Lenafshi, En Yeshuata Lo Ve'Elohim Sela. Huge amounts of people, plenty of people are saying to my soul, and there is no salvation to you in God. God will not going to help you. Means despair. Means people like us that are going all of the time with their head down saying there's no hope for a person like me, a sinner like me, there's no hope for him. That one is saying, I remember what have I done in my childhood. That one is remembering what that he done this morning. That one, I have other thoughts. Everyone with his imaginations saying to his spirit, saying to his soul, you don't have salvation in God. God is the one that is punishing you. God doesn't love you. God hates you. Chas v'shalom. This is the horrible will of the Yetzer Hara. To convince the man that Hashem doesn't love him. To show you, chas v'shalom, like Hashem. He is the one. Oh, you believe. You're a believer. You believe in Hashem. So Hashem is punishing you. This is it. Hashem dropped everything that he had in his world. And now he's after you. This is it. A man is falling to despair, Yetzer Hara make him crazy. But David HaMelech is fighting and saying, Ve'ata Hashem, and you Hashem, Magen Ba'adi. You're protecting me. Kevodi u'mirim roshi. You're my honor. You're lifting my head. He's not asking. He's not saying, please Hashem, help me, please. People that their faith is not 100% complete, they have still doubts in their faith, so they're praying. and they need to pray because their faith is not complete. But people that they have faith that is complete, they have confidence in Hashem Yitbarach. They're only praising Hashem Yitbarach and thanking Hashem Yitbarach, and they're sure 100% that Hashem Yitbarach gonna be there, and they don't need to pray. They don't need to pray on Parnasa, they don't need to pray on their Shiduch, they don't need to pray on their Torah. They're praising Hashem Yitbarach. David HaMelech, in the deepest sorrow, in the peak of his anxiety, when he was running, fighting on his life, he's got, for sure, he knows that for 100% confidence, you Hashem protect me, you lift my head. Koli el Hashem ikra, my voice to Hashem, I'm gonna call. Ve'yaneni mehar kodesho sela, and he's gonna answer to me from his holy mountain forever. Confidence in Hashem Yitbarach. No doubts. If you still have doubts, means that you're very far. Means that you don't understand that Hashem loves you. He loves you. You need to say, Ribono shel Olam, I'm your son. I'm a spoiled son. I don't like to do nothing, Hashem. I need you to help me. This is me. You love me? You're going to help me. You're going to buy me a house. You're going to give me shalom bayit. You're going to marry me. You're going to give me children. You're going to give me my parnasa. You're going to help me to complete whatever I need to complete. This is what it means, confidence in Hashem Yitbarach. That you don't have even the slightest doubt that Hashem is going to give you whatever you need. And if we don't have that, means that our faith is very low. And we need to work a lot on our faith. To beg, Ribono shel Olam, that I won't be distracted from nothing. I'm not going to listen to no one. I will not going to care for no one that is telling me, Rabbim omrim lenafshi en yeshuata lo beloim sela. Plenty of people are telling me, Hashem will not going to help you. What's going to be with you? What's going to be with you? What's going to be with you? I remember once, I had to, for my parnasa, I was lack of 3,000 shekels to pay rent, to pay them for the mortgage. And in one day, something happened, and I received all of the money that I had. And I was talking to my father a few days ago, before, and I told him that I don't know what to do, I'm stuck without those 3,000 shekels. And in that day, I called him to make him happy. I told him, Father, Baruch Hashem, today I received all of the money, we don't need to be worried, all okay, everything's okay. He's answering to me, and what's going to be in the first of the month? And what's going to be in the next 15? And what's going to be next month? And like that, you're going to drag your situation until you're going to be 70 and 80. Always going to have to ask from people. Always you're not going to have parnasa. And I saw a miracle few minutes ago, and I have confidence in Hashem, and I'm happy and thanking Hashem. If you want to receive support from people, forget it. You're not going to receive it. It's never going to happen. You have to believe in yourself that Hashem is helping you, and not to call no one, not to ask and not to tell. To be with Hashem Yitbarach means that you and Hashem is one, and there is nothing else. Nothing else important. Not to make people happy, not to make people satisfied, not to take care of their emotional stress and their sadnesses. You will never going to make it. Forget it. Drop it. Rabbeinu is writing that in Likutei Moharan, that normal people, they want to please people, and they're not making it. And also, they're not pleasing Hashem, because they're always running to please people, so they don't have time to please Hashem. But righteous people, Rabbeinu is writing in Likutei Moharan, because that they're so anxious to please Hashem, they don't care what other people think about them, and they're making Hashem happy, and people finally also happy from them. We need to come to that understanding that we are here for one purpose, and that purpose is to know Hashem, and to go on that with 100% confidence, with no slightest doubt. This is the month of Adar. This is the preparation for Purim. To receive the light of Purim, even Esther HaMalka, like Rav Shalom said in Wednesday, Even Esther HaMalkah, she asked, Keli, Keli, why you left me? God, why you left me? Means that you were under a certain kind of hastara. Hashem was hiding his face. She felt like Hashem Yitbarach left her. She went into the palace to talk with the Chashverosh, and there were idols over there, and because of the idols, she felt the Shechina left her. And she asked, Keli, Keli, Lama Azavtani, oh God, why you left me? Only Mordechai, he knew everything. He knew all of the time that it's all by the hands of Hashem, Yitbarach. You can feel the Shechina, you cannot feel the Shechina. You have your Parnasa, you don't have your Parnasa. Your wife, she's smiling, she's not smiling. Your parents, they're here, they're not here. No matter what, it's all Hashem. It's all Hashem, and it's never gonna change. Hashem is one in heaven and Hashem is one in earth. And nothing gonna change it. And until we're gonna start to work on ourselves to erase all kinds of kfirot, all kinds of doubts, all kinds of imaginations, like I can do something myself, or I should do, even to do tshuva, even to think that you can do tshuva, that you should do tshuva, it's also kfira. It's also a thought against Hashem. It's also a thought against Hashem that you think that there is something in your powers, that you think that you sin, that you think that you are a reality. The truth is that we do not exist at all, at all, at all. We are infinity. There is Hashem and nothing else. Enod milvado. This is it. And then you're not afraid of no one like David HaMelech. He's not afraid. And then look what he's saying. You're going to answer me, Hashem. He's got that confidence. Ani shachavti, he's confessing. I fell. I lie down. Vaishana, I went to sleep. He was in sadness. He was in frustration. He felt horrible. He went to sleep. Hakitzoti. But now I'm awake. Ki Adonai ismecheni. Because Hashem is supporting me. Not because now I decided that from now on I'm doing tshuva, you're not exist. Just say thank you. Just say thank you. This is it. You not exist. You haven't brought yourself here to the yeshiva. Have you woke up yourself in this morning? Or someone else woke you up? If someone else woke you up, if you said, I'm thanking you Hashem, Odeh Ani Lefanecha, Melech Chai VeKayam, King that is alive and exists, Shechazarta binishmati, that you brought the soul back to me. Rabbi Munotecha, Bechemla, with compassion. I not deserve nothing. It's all your loving kindness. Rabbi Munotecha, you have a lot of faith. You have a lot of faith. Hashem, it's interesting. Hashem's got a lot of faith. Interesting. In what Hashem believes? In the Torah Hashem believes? In God Hashem believes? Hashem believes in me. This is why he woke me up this morning. Because he believes that I have a chance. He believes that I can get closer to him today. He believes in me. He gives me powers. He knows that I'm a vessel that can be purified. He knows that. He believes in me. And as long as the neshama is inside of me, Modeh Ani Lefanecha, I'm thanking you, Hashem. When a man is aware to his soul, he's thanking Hashem. And this is it. Kol zman sheneshama bekirbi, as long as I feel that the soul is inside of me, Modeh Ani Lefanecha, I'm thanking you. This is it. A man that feels his soul, he's just thanking Hashem. He's not asking, he's not begging, he's not nothing. He's just thanking and praising Hashem Yitbarach day and night, just praising Hashem Yitbarach on everything. On everything. This is the power. And then David HaMelech is saying, Lo ira merivevot am asher saviv shatu alai. I will not going to be afraid of tens of thousands of people that surrounding me. Kum Hashem oshieni, stand up Hashem and save me. Elokai ki kita et kol oivai lechi, that you, Hashem, my God, you're going to hit all of my enemies. You're going to break the teeth of wicked people. You, Hashem, no one going to talk against me anymore. If you have confidence, you're saying, Hashem, I don't have no powers. I went to sleep, Hashem. I fell down, Hashem. And you're going to be there for me even though And when I heard Rav Shalom saying those words that I'm saying to you now, he said, you think that I think that I'm something? That because of that Hashem care about me? Because of that Hashem loves me? No. I know that I am a nevela. How do you say nevela in English? Nevela, if people understand. Carcass. I know that I'm a carcass. This is what Rav Shalom said. Ani yodeh shani nevela. Ani yodeh shani nevela. But you love me. On that I'm counting. I know that I'm nevela v'trefa, he said. I know that I am nevela and trefa. That I'm not worth nothing. That I'm zero. That I'm efes, zero, meupas. I don't worth nothing at all. At all. At all. And I don't care. Who am I to be something? The righteous people never thought that they're something. Never had that assumption at all. Us that we're Baalei Teshuva, we need to work on that. To break those patterns of arrogant. I'm going to be something. I'm going to be a champion. I'm going to succeed. I'm going to be the biggest righteous man of them all. It's all imaginations. He wants to be a supermodel. He wants to be a movie star. And now you want to be a chief rabbi. And you want to finish us. And you want to be Mashiach. It's all. The JC syndrome, which changed it. Why JC? Jerusalem City syndrome. It's the JC syndrome. This is it. Imaginations. All imaginations. All imaginations. You think you can be God? You think one day you're going to be God? You cannot be God. God, there is only one. No one can replace him. All of us were creatures that he created. Creations of Hashem Yitbarach. How can it be that the cucumber is going to be bigger than the farmer? Hey, it cannot be. You're a cucumber. Say thank you that you're a cucumber. You can be a pickle. Maximum, you can be a pickle. Maximum. I'm going to say Borei Pri Adamah on you in Shabbos. So, by the way, halachically, you're not allowed to say the Borei Pri Adamah. When you eat the kugel, saying Borei Mezonot. You don't even need to say. You don't even need to say. It's tafel to the kugel even. You're not even saying Borei Pri Adamah on the cucumber in Shabbos. But Baruch Hashem, we can be eaten in Shabbos. Rabbi Natan is explaining, Rabbeinu is writing that in Likutei Moharan. It's not allowed to eat an organ from a live animal. It's not allowed. Also, it calls ever min achai. An organ from a live animal, you're not allowed to eat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Yitzchak Avinu is asking from his son, from Yaakov, to bring him matamim kasher ahavti, delicious food like that I love, so it's written mipikudin de'aseh, from the obligations, from mitzvot that we supposed to give. Means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like that, he's eating our mitzvot. We're like sacrificing those sacrifices, all of the mitzvot that we're keeping. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eating them, but we are still alive. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is not allowed to eat from a live animal person. He's not allowed. So, how are we going to qualify the organs, the mitzvot, to keep them? We know we have Taryag mitzvot, like Shasa mitzvot aseh, v'ramach mitzvot aseh, v'shasa mitzvot lot aseh. It's equivalent to the organs of the man. Also 613 organs in the man. So every mitzvah is equivalent to a certain organ. So how HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to enjoy those organs, those mitzvah that we're keeping? Have to slaughter. Have to shecht the animal. This is the rebukes and insultings, all of the shvichut damim that we have in our life. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to be able to enjoy from your Avodat Hashem. And you will not going to be slaughtered. All of your mitzvot going to stay here until finally after 120 you're going to be slaughtered and then they're all going to rise. But if Hashem wants to enjoy from your mitzvot already today, you have to be slaughtered today. On that it's written, Ki alecha horagnu kol hayom. For you, Hashem, we're dying all day long. And Hashem is pouring our blood in those insultings, in those rebukes, in those failures, in the avonot. And that insulting, that the man is crying and doing tshuva, and that the man regrets, and that the man is accepting it like David the Melech, then all of the Avodat Hashem is rising up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why he becomes to be the fourth leg to the holy chariot, higher than Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Because that he slaughtered himself in 100%, he accepted it with love. He wasn't fighting with Hashem, he wasn't wrestling with Hashem, he wasn't arguing with Hashem, he wasn't refusing, he let it go. He said Hashem told him to curse. And then he's receiving all of the confidence. When you are sacrificing, you feel that Hashem is with you. And when Hashem is with you, you're always winning, no matter who is standing in front of you. Goliath can stand up in front of you. Someone that all of the heroes of Am Yisrael, that they were huge, they're running away from him. No one has the power to stand against Goliath. No one. He was so rude, he was so violent, he was so scary, he was so wise. He was the Sitra Achra itself, he was darkness itself standing, a giant. No one can stand in front of him, against him, except of David HaMelech. Why? David HaMelech tried to wear the armor of Shaul HaMelech, he couldn't. It was too heavy, the metal, the iron was too heavy, he couldn't. He was dragging the sword with him, he couldn't take the sword with him. He was tiny. He was 13 years old, David HaMelech, in a fight with Goliath. He couldn't fight. Just, it was so painful for him to hear that someone is cursing Hashem, Mecharef Marachot Israel, that Goliath was cursing Hashem Yitbarach and making things against Hashem, and trying to erase the faith from Am Israel, and he was making them afraid in the time of saying Kriyat Shema in the morning and time of saying Kriyat Shema in the evening. Because he wanted them not to accept the yoke of heaven, to crown Hashem on them. He wanted to erase the faith. And this is why he tried to do that, if I'm not wrong, for 40 days. For 40 days, one day after the other, and he almost achieved that. If a man is falling in 40 days, it's a huge falling. He tried to erase the faith from Am Yisrael. It hurt David HaMelech. And David HaMelech said, in God we trust, and went to fight, and he wasn't looking on himself, and he was just begging, and he knew that he was tiny, and he knew that he was weak, and he knew all of his lackings. He never been arrogant in his life, never. And when plenty of people are coming to him and telling him Hashem will not gonna help you, he's screaming to Hashem, out of the depths of sorrow. Mima'amakim kratich Hashem. What it means, mima'amakim? It's few depths. It's not one depth. It's depths. Means I fell once, and you haven't helped me, and then I scream to you from the second falling again. This is the explanation of the Rebbe Mipisyantzer. That he said, Mima'amakim kratech Hashem, I'm calling you Hashem, even that you helped me, I fell, and I tried to call you, and you haven't answered to me, and then I fell again, from there I'm going to keep on calling you. The Noam Elimelech said, even if in the world to come in judgment day, they're going to send me to hell, I'm going to ask, who got to that, who made that decision? They're going to tell me, Hashem Tzvaot and his court. I'm going to jump to hell with happiness on my face. I'm going to be happy to be punished for Hashem Yitbarach. For Hashem Yitbarach. What do we care so much? Because we're divided from Hashem. Our heart is not complete to Hashem Yitbarach. Dedicated 100% love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Love to the Creator. Not to think on nothing else in the world, because there is nothing else. It's all imaginations. This world does not exist. Rabbeinu said to his daughter, what's the difference when I'm going to die and when I'm here? It's like that I'm after the door, behind the wall, behind the door. You can talk to me and I'm answering. A man that died, it's the same thing than a man that is here in this world. Here there are curtains. There are plenty of imaginations, distractions. Things that try to push you away from Hashem Yitbarach. That you're going to forget Hashem Yitbarach. We need to erase those doubts. This is Mechei Zecher Amalek, to erase even how you say Zecher? Small memory of Amalek. Amalek is those doubts. Amalek is those doubts. The war in Amalek, it's a spiritual war. It's not a physical nation. The physical nation, it's nonsense. It's imaginations, it's husks. It's not human beings, and we saw that it's not human beings. It's demons, it's illusions, it's imaginations. It's all the private supervision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on His love nation, beloved nation, that He loves us so much. And He have to shake us, He have to wake us up, He have to let us understand. A fish cannot understand the reality, the existence of water until you take him out from the water. He cannot understand it. Only when you take him out from the water, he can understand, oh, I need those. I need water. He cannot realize that it is water when he's swimming, when he's hungry, when he's enjoying the streams, when he's playing with his friends. He cannot understand how much he needs to thank the Hashem Baruch on the water. That all of his being depends in water. Our being depends in Hashem. Hashem, like that it's written, Yerushalayim harim saviv la, mountains surrounds Jerusalem. Like that, Hashem saviv la amo. Hashem surrounds his nation. Hashem is surrounding us. Hashem guards on us. You think there are enemies. You think there are, I don't know what, there is nothing. Hashem is here. Think about it, that you have a super powers, spiritual powers, spiritual armors that surrounds you, that covers you. No one can touch you. They can try, they cannot touch you. No one can touch you if Hashem decided that no one's going to touch you. People been saved from crazy situations, They saw death in front of their eyes and death couldn't touch them. With the smallest finger. Nothing went without a scratch. A whole car with 5 people, 10 people rolling down the mountain cliff. And someone fly somehow through the window, standing on his legs, see the car going down. It happened to Rabbi Shmuel Horowitz. Rabbi Shmuel Horowitz, one of the Hasid of Breslev, he went back from Meron to Jerusalem. He went on a taxi with a Shmaili driver and with 3 Shmaili passengers on that taxi. And he was so scared and he said, what am I doing in that taxi? I don't want. Suddenly he heard a noise, the driver fell asleep, went away down on the cliff and they're falling, and he been pulled out from the car. 4 dead people on inside the car and he's standing looking. So he took his bag and went back to the road, start to walk. What can you do? What can you do? There's something to do. Nothing to do. Nothing to do. If Hashem chose you, nothing's going to happen to you. And now you're going to know that Hashem chose you. All of those doubts are coming again. So maybe Hashem haven't chose me. Maybe Hashem loves him. רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך הרבה להם תורה ומצוות. הקדוש ברוך הוא wanted to give us the merit to serve him. This is why he gave us so many obligations, so many מצוות. If you see that you're keeping the smallest מצווה, מי זה השם likes you? The smallest מצווה of them all means that השם likes you. If you believe in השם, it's not the smallest מצווה. It's the biggest מצווה of them all. If you believe in Hashem Yitbarach, it means that Hashem Yitbarach is revealing His face to you. Hashem is hiding Himself or revealing Himself. If you believe in Hashem, means that Hashem reveals Himself to you. If person doesn't believe in Hashem Yitbarach, he's denying faith, means that Hashem Yitbarach doesn't let him see. means that Hashem is hiding His face from that person. Means that on that person there are judgments. This is why he's not doing tshuva. This is why he's not coming to those classes. This is why he's not doing hitbodedut. Because he cannot see it. He cannot feel it. It's not his fault also. We're going to beg to Hashem Yitbarach until Hashem Yitbarach is going to remove 100% of that curtain. That everyone going to believe in him. That everyone going to know him. That everyone going to count on him. That everyone going to see that he's alive and exists. When that's going to happen, the shame that we're going to have that we were not trusting him before is going to be horrible. We will not going to know where to bury ourselves from the shame, from the insulting that we're going to feel. How could I be afraid? How could I be afraid? How I had all of those doubts? How I had those doubts? When you see that Hashem Yitbarach gives you small miracles, so-called smalls, that they are smalls for you. From the point of view of your lust and desires, they are small. You need 10,000 shekels and you receive only 1,000. From that 1,000, you need to believe that Hashem wants to give you the 10. And He can give you the 10. And even if you prayed on 1,000 and you found one coin of one shekel on the floor, and you lift it, and it's yours, you need to understand from that Hashem wants to give you more. And He's showing to you. You think that to Hashem Yitbarach it's harder to give $1 million than to give one coin of shekel? All of the creation, He created it in His thoughts. He haven't done nothing. With His breath, He created heaven and earth and everything that's inside. The angels, the fruits, the animals, all kinds of grass, the buildings, the houses, all science, all of wisdoms, everything, human beings. The Torah, everything. With a breath. It's what He's done. So for Him it's hard to give you money. If I'm not wrong, it was Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, one of the righteous people, that he was so poor. We talked about him, he was so poor. He didn't have money, he didn't have a coat. He and his wife, they had one coat to go out in the rain. One time, all of the public, they went and they met, and Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, if I'm not wrong, he didn't show up. So Rabbi Yehuda Anasi asked, where is he? They said, Rav, his wife, she's in the market. So if she's in the market, he cannot go out because it's rain and they have only one coat. He said, send him money. Go fast now, give him huge amounts of money. He needs to be rich, he needs to... All right. Came to him, messengers of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, told him, here, Rav, he told us to give you money, diamonds, golden coins. He said, no, I'm sorry. You think I don't have? I do have. And he removed the carpet and they saw huge treasure, full with diamonds, good stones over there. And he said, but I don't want to enjoy that. And he covered it. And I'm going to ask you another question. Do you think that he really had those diamonds before? No. He didn't have them. He was so poor. A poor Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, if he have diamonds, he's giving them all. He's giving them all to all of the poor people. He doesn't keep nothing under the carpet. He's not like us. He's giving everything to the poor. But he had confidence in Hashem Yitbarach. Confidence. He wanted to show them. God can give me. I don't need gifts from people. God can give me. The will of the father of Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov told his son Rabbi Eliezer on his deathbed. Before that, the Baal Shem Tov went away, went to the streets, went to the forests, went to the woods, alone in the age of 5. Told him, don't ask nothing from no one. Don't ask nothing from no one. Have confidence in Hashem Yitbarach. Just Hashem can help you. You want to ask? Ask from Hashem. When you're praying like that, with confidence, Lashem Hayishua, from Hashem the salvation, Alamcha Birkatecha Sela, your blessing forever on your nation. And the ones that want to purify, they're attaching themselves to a purified nation. They can be purified also. And this is our job. Rabbi Natan is writing them that in the biggest letters of them all. It's called Otiyot Kiddush Levana. In the letters that you write, the Kiddush Levana on the wall, that all of the public are going to be able to read those huge letters. Our job, the Chassid of Breslev's job, is to illuminate the eyes of all of the world, all of the nations, all of the people that need to do tshuva, people that need to get closer. This is the will of Rabbi Natan. When Rabbi Natan was on his deathbed, he said, Yafutsu ma'inotecha chutza. Like the Baal Shem Tov said, Yafutsu ma'inotecha chutza. That the streams of wisdom, the rivers of wisdom, gonna go outside to all of the nations, to all of the publics, to all of the lands, to the Pacific Islands, to wherever people are, you need to tell them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves his nation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah, and the Torah will never gonna change. The Torah will never gonna change. And even Jesus, he was a Jew. He was a Jew. And no one can deny that. And all of the stories and all of the things that they're going to say. Ishmael, he was the son of Abraham. And Abraham, he preferred Yitzchak. And nothing going to change that. Yitzchak was the son that inherited all of the wisdom, all of the Kedusha. And then he gave it to Yaakov, and the Torah is testifying that. And the Muslims, they believe in the Torah. And the Christians, they believe in the Torah also. And all of the nations, they believe in the Torah. Just they have no conclusions now. No understandings. Based on what? The Torah breaks all of those new understandings. The Torah itself is explaining the truth. That the wisdom been given from Hashem to Abraham. And Abraham olided Yitzchak. And even Ishmael, he honored Yitzchak on the funeral of Abraham. Ishmael, he made tshuva. His followers haven't made tshuva. The sons of Ishmael haven't made tshuva. But Ishmael, he made tshuva. He respected Yitzchak on the funeral to bury Abraham Avinu in Me'arat HaMachpelah. He let Yitzchak, that was younger than him in 13 years, to walk in front, because he was a Talmid Chacham. Because it was clear in that generation. And then Yitzchak, he brought two sons, Esav and Yaakov. Yaakov and Esav. And if you want and you don't want, Yitzchak blessed Yaakov. And Yaakov received it all. And Esav, he disgraced the wisdom. He insulted the wisdom. He sold it for a bowl of soup. For soup. He was dead hungry. He was starving. And he sold all of his Kedusha. All of what that he could inherit forever. For food. For lusts and desires. And Yaakov received it. And Yaakov gave it to the tribes. And from the tribes, the ones that took it, finally, in the end, it's the tribe of Yehuda. Those are Jewish. Yehuda, Yehudim, from the tribe of Judah. This is it. Nothing gonna change it. And there is no one to blame. It's reality. Like that you drink water, like that you eat bread, like that those things are good for you, and those other things, stones and wood, are not good for you, and oil or I don't know what, fuel, gasoline, you cannot drink it. This is what Hashem made. There are good religious and there are bad religious. There are good things that can revive you, can give you faith, can give you confidence, can heal you, can bring you to live in the world to come, eternal life. And there are ones that you can see what the followers, the believers of those groups are doing finally. They're raping and they're killing and they're chasing after the weak people. And they're slaughtering people in thousands and in millions. And they're stealing money and gold. And they're forcing people and using them as slaves. And Jewish never done those things. Never. Never. Only in the CNN. Only in the CNN. Only there you can see. Cruel. No, in the CNN and in the movies of the Nazis and all of those. In all of those movies you can see the scary Jew. What it is doing. That scary Jew. Scary Jew. We're so weak. We're working on waking up in the morning. This is what we're doing. Every day we're putting powers on waking up. We don't have powers. See the Ishmaelim every day at 3 o'clock, thousands of them, running, going, walking. This is it, oh boy. Son. Thank you very much.
So, quick, everyone's attention. In 1 minute, make some brief announcements. First of all, welcome to all the new faces here. The people who come on a regular basis, please help make the new people feel welcome. If you have something that you can give them, whatever they might need, let's be selfless like Rabbi Kisuta talks about. If you have a job for NASA, blanket, pillow, whatever they might need, please help out. Shabbos meals, if anyone needs a Shabbos meal for lunch or dinner, please see myself. And I'll place you with a wonderful Kucha peasant family, so you can have a Shabbos meal with them and experience. We do have a third meal sponsor, so there will be sushi here downstairs after Mincha on Shabbos. So please feel free to attend. There will be food for everybody. And if anyone needs a chavrusa, somebody to learn with, please see me. I can place you with a chavrusa on whatever level you're on, whatever topic you want to learn. Please see myself, and I'll make that happen for you. So my name is Clark Nasha. I'm the program coordinator. Welcome to all the new people, and a good Shabbos.
Hazan wasn't here. His brother passed away. So we all wish him condolences.
Oh, yeah.